Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement radio broadcast, where we've been traveling through the summer of transformation, one region at a time. And today, we arrive at region number 4 in our 7-part missional journey across the Northeast. We're headed across the river into a place where churches and communities united like never before. And today, we're taking you into the Garden State, New Jersey. Hey everyone, this is Mick Richards.
And I'm Pastor David Bidell, and I'm excited to be with dear friends today to speak about the largest region in the Jesus Week movement thus far, the entire state of New Jersey. Networks of towns and counties and churches are coming together under one mission. From Newark to Camden, from Essex County to Paterson and Passaic, Jesus Week New Jersey saw churches adopting zip codes, saturating neighborhoods, and stepping into public spaces with boldness and compassion.
And today, we are honored to be joined by some of the key leaders who helped make this happen in New Jersey. So today, we have Joanne Turner, the Jesus Week New Jersey Prayer Coordinator, and Michael and Julie Sersvik from North Jersey in the Paterson region. We're so glad to have all of you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
It's great to be
thank
with you,
Mick.
You.
Yes, thank you, Mick. It's an honor.
Well, as with everything that has to begin with prayer, let's start with our Jesus Week New Jersey Prayer Coordinator, Joanne Turner. Joanne, you are a core team member of the Jesus Week New Jersey leadership team and the prayer coordinator for the whole state. Put us there. What were some of the goals and the vision this summer? What were some of the things that the team talked about that wanted to see executed this summer?
Well, of course, it's a huge state, and it's a huge undertaking, and we serve a huge God. And so it's only with humility and fear that we can think of such a project of wanting to provide prayer and then to mobilize churches in a John 17 unification movement where churches are working together, where individuals are adopting zip codes and teams are actually working together. So I am just so grateful for the vision that has been given through the Jesus Week movement team. You, Mick, David Bidell, your focus on Jesus and your focus on transformation. And so we just want to stay in step with the spirit and the spirit of Jesus Week. What the Lord has been encouraging for me with respect to leading the prayer teams is that it needs to be strategic, systematic, spirit-led, and sustainable. And so day by day, Monday through Friday, we have a prayer call that we are systematically praying through the counties, the towns, and sometimes we'll go right through 21 days on Newark, and we've been praying again for county by county. And so with that development of individual prayer teams and, you know, zip code prayer teams has been really, really key. So I'll stop there, but just simply say that the goal has been to cover the outreaches in prayer. And so all during the week of the Jesus Week, we would pray through all the events that were going on that day. It's just a joy to be serving this movement. It's a joy to be hearing from the Lord and giving teams clarity and strategy as we look at the amazing dynamic of transformation in New Jersey.
Thank you, Joanne. We know that you're on limited time today, so we just want to say thank you for sharing with us a little bit about the heart of the core team in Jesus Week, New Jersey. And thank you so much for all you do, all of your prayer efforts, how you continue to help mobilize the churches in New Jersey.
Amen. Amen.
And Julie, we're so happy you were able to join us in the studio today. Thanks for coming in. And we'd love to hear your experience during Jesus Week. What were some of the outreaches you were involved in? And tell us what God did in you and through you and what he showed you.
Well, I grew up in an evangelistic family, and I always heard my grandfather preaching on the street in the middle of Iowa, 700 people in my little town. And when I went to university, and my whole life, I guess the Lord just caused me to be an evangelist. So when Michael and I got married 3.5 years ago, that's how we started out. We started street preaching in Newark with Brother Tony, Heavy Laden Ministries, and we loved it. I'd work all night and I'd come straight to Penn Station and we'd go out there, hand out clothes and have a little word, sing a little song and have a great time. So this was like a natural progression. When we started working with Jesus Week, we met Pastor Hicks in Branchbrook Park, working with Sister Sonia, and it's been history ever since. We've been working with Pastor Hicks very much in the city of Newark at first, and now we just had such a burden for Patterson that I did a little statistics. There's 160,000 people in Patterson. There is 25% poverty rate, approximately. Dearborn, Michigan, which is the first largest per capita Muslim population, is actually 106,000 people. So we have the second largest per capita number of Muslims, at least the United States for sure. We're responsible for zip code 07513. So we're just zip code leaders, basically. And that's the zip code where our church moved to. And it's mostly Hispanic around that neighborhood. So we did some prayer walks with different brothers and some Indian brothers that have been working there for many years already. We've basically just come alongside people that have already been working there. So we met Pastor Jacob and Brother Stanley and Sister Sonia knows a lot of connections. So we've basically been connecting with a lot of other believers that have been working there.
Well, praise God. And, you know, when the Bible talks about the church being the fullness of Jesus who fills everything in every way, the word for church means ecclesia, the coming together. So as you're bringing together, you know, and it has to start at the local level. It has to start at the zip code and the district level, or it's fake. Because mm-hmm. if we're not gathering and coming together where we live, where we shop, where we work, where we pray, then it's a fake gather. It's a fake unity. But as you gather together in your zip code and your district, you're going to mm-hmm. see transformation. And I pray you're taking mm-hmm. advantage of the many Jesus Week resources in Spanish and English.
Oh, definitely. It's been such a blessing. And going back to what you were saying about the ecclesia, I love that portion about coming together. And one of my favorite songs is Hinei Matov, how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. My husband and I took a course recently about this whole unity concept and the whole ecclesia concept. And the point is, Jesus said, I will build my church. Because at the time when he was speaking and teaching, there were many ecclesias, not just his church. But he said, I will build my church. So the point is, people are the church. That's who the church is. Mm. And so we are the church. And Amen. We have to go out there and be unified with our brothers and sisters. So this is the whole beautiful thing about it. It's that actually he's sending his church to the streets. He's sending his church to the businesses. Hmm. So it's a big learning experience, and it's something that we can learn from. And I believe we have to really focus on that as well.
Julie, you mentioned your husband, and I just want to point out that your husband has been patiently waiting on the phone to enter into this incredible conversation that we are having about New Jersey. And Michael, just want to make sure that we have not forgotten you. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Mick.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And I want to let everyone know that both you and your wife have been involved for about 3 years. So I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things that you've seen in your experience that really connect with you?
Absolutely. It's always been my heart, and I believe God's vision for the church, one, for the church to be united, for the body of Christ to come together as one, for there to be no separation with church name or government or denomination or any of that, that we're, according to the Bible, we are one body in Christ, and for us to lay down those, go beyond the differences and come together for the purpose of fulfilling the Great Commission, which is sharing the gospel and making disciples. And that's what I've seen since we've become part of Jesus Week, is we've been involved with numerous ministries that are involved in outreach. But what's so cool about Jesus Week is it enables churches to come together, to adopt a zip code, to saturate that zip code in prayer, to then go out and engage with the people in the communities, in the schools, in the marketplace, in the places of business, in their homes, and in parks, and wherever it might be, in public, shopping centers, grocery stores, and be able to share the love of God with people. And so that's what I've seen is churches adopting, coming together, adopting zip codes, working together to saturate those zip codes. The main way that we have done outreach over the last 3 years is we find events that are going on in the community, you know, block parties, town fairs, county fairs, just things like that. And we rent a booth and we set up a tent and we set up a table and we hand out the gospel resources. We ask people if they want prayer. We minister to their needs. And then through that, it opens up the opportunity for us to be able to share the gospel with them. We have seen dozens, if not hundreds, of people come to the Lord through that. And then, of course, we try and as best we can to follow up with them to make sure they get planted in local churches. It's been a blessing. Having access to the resources is a blessing. And also the support, the camaraderie, the like-mindedness, the people of one faith, one spirit, one heart with the same vision. You know, when you're trying to do evangelism on your own or with a small group of people, it can get discouraging sometimes. And so it's a blessing to have all that this infrastructure that Jesus Week has created.
You know, Michael, I love the way you have been very strategic with the way you've done evangelism. But in every city, there's always wonderful events going on. And mm-hmm. to join in and to participate in those events, to be a supporter, to be somebody who adds value and blessing. And let's face it, Jesus went where the crowds were. You know, he went into right. the crowds. So if good fishermen look for places where there's lots of fish. So you have to be thinking like fishers of men to right. say, where are the fish right now? And so, you know, we've been doing right. a lot in schools. The fish, it's teeming with fish in the schools. And then mm-hmm. these festivals, they're teeming with fish. So joining in, blessing, and being an add value really is a game changer for your community. And as you said, hundreds have come to Christ that you saw their life change forever.
Well, we have a surprise guest who just called into the radio show from South Jersey, Pastor Tanya Littles. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. What a wonderful day. Thank you so much. I'm so excited that I was able to get in on the line.
I am so excited that you're on the show. We've been trying to get you called in for a while now. So I really, really have so many stories I would love to share about my experience with you, but we don't have a lot of time. But I do want people to understand who you are and a little bit about how you got involved with the Jesus Week movement. So Tanya, tell us a little bit about where you serve, where you live, and how you got involved.
Okay, well, again, Pastor Littles, we are located in Camden, New Jersey, Fresh Anointing Deliverance Church. I started out as an evangelist before I became a pastor. So my heart has always been evangelism. I can remember from the time when I first gave my life to Christ, I developed a ministry called Women of Faith. And we would go up and down the Broadway in Camden and jump out of our cars and minister to women who were of a lower caliber of standing. I don't want to say what the name is, but so outreach has always been my heart desire. So actually, as coming into a pastor, one of my friends, Apostle Anita DeShields, she told me about Jesus Week. She invited me to the retreat. I just was like, okay, let's go. And when I went, I was like, OMG. And saw all these pastors and met you guys, I mean, that were doing outreach and the book and the literature on how to plan and Samaria and all that. I was like, OMG. Like, it was a dream come true. I was like, God, thank you. I was on fire. I was immediately on fire. I was immediately plugged in.
We've been talking about what churches have been doing this summer for Jesus Week. And I know you've had, you had 4 days worth of outreaches, but I actually would like to take a minute and talk about what you did the first summer that I did meet you. You had an outreach every single day. Put the audience there with us on the ground. What did your week of events look like that year?
First, let me just say, being that I was so excited, I thought we had to do a whole week. So immediately, you know, it's like the whole week, it just fell into place, you know, with prayer, preparation, and some things I was not prepared for. The Lord gave me what to do every day. Oh, my goodness. So we had the honk for prayer where we actually was at the red light. the cars would drive up. We would give them the John, the Book of John, and a water, and we would pray for them. So we were able to pray for them 2 or 3 minutes. Some people pulled over, got out the car. The next day, I believe we did the Pool of Bethesda. We went to the community center. The kids went swimming. People got prayer. We gave out book bags. We gave out all the Jesus literature that we had for the children. The next day, we went to the skating ring. So we had a skating party, Christian music, the first gospel Christian skating party in the city of Camden. So, like, and they do that now every month, you know. Man, listen, I don't even know what's the next day we did. Then we did the movie in the park, and then we did the outreach. We went back to that corner on 7th and Kane, and we preached outside, and we prayed for the homeless. Then that Friday, we did the Jesus Walk, and then Saturday was the big finale where we had the praise dancers, the flags, the stage. We gave out food.
We were out there. I was out there with you. We were filming everything we could, trying to capture God move, you and your volunteers in your element. But that one event at the bus station, that's the one I'll never forget.
We had someone that was demonically possessed, stood up and started saying, "Hail Satan, hail Satan. And you guys are the devils. You're worshiping a ghost. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what I've been through." And I'm telling you how the Holy Spirit just took control and allowed us to confront that spirit and pray for that young man. And I saw that young man about 3 or 4 months later, who's given his life to Christ. He's in his right mind, fully dressed, fully clothed, working. I mean, I can't even explain to you that whole area. All those people that was there that day that received prayer, they're not there anymore. It's just so many miracles, one after the other. We had people come up, give their life to Christ, went into treatment the same day. But that right there, you know, for the Lord to allow me to see that young man again in his right mind was just amazing. That's it. What can you say? I don't want to cry. I can't even explain it.
Well, praise God. Praise God.
Well, we are almost out of time. Julie, is there anything specific that's on your heart that you want the audience to know about what God is doing or what happened this summer?
Well, one of the things that really came out of this is, which we all know, but we saw it in action, is that when you start acting and you start doing things, your fellow believers, it spurns them to action. And we were actually able to connect with even more ministries. One of them was Sheep to Shepherds, which Michael helped start. Actually, his friend, he got the food from a nonprofit, and we did some more outreaches with their ministry. And the second one was Swords into Plowshares, which is actually a messianic movement. And we were just invited last week to their ambassador's dinner, and we got invited to go meet with the Shin Bet member he was in the Mossad, actually, when we go to Israel next time. So these connections are actually reaching internationally through our work with Jesus Week. What happened this summer was that certain population, I won't name any names, say that they own the city. But I want to declare and decree that Patterson is a city of righteousness. Mm. And I will declare and decree that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church in Patterson.
Mm. Michael?
So my heart is to see more churches to come together, to go beyond, for us to find the churches that are willing to partner with us through Jesus Week, to be able to get the gospel out to the people. There's so many people that are, especially in Patterson, that's kind of our heart, and that are suffering, that are struggling, that need the love of God, that need the comfort of the gospel, that need assurance of salvation, that just need the love that the body of Christ has to give. And so we're believing for more churches to get involved, to get out of the four walls, to get out in the community and impact the community with the gospel and the love of God, to see those communities transformed, to see the poverty, people released from poverty, to see people thriving and prospering, to experience love, joy, and peace instead of fear and violence and poverty and destruction in their lives. And God is able. He's big enough. His people just need to respond.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, what I would like people to know is that as Christians, we are responsible to carry the light. We are the salt, you know. And without us, have you ever had food without salt? It's not that flavorful. So I just feel like we put these ideals in our head that I don't have enough. I don't know enough. Where am I going to start? How am I going to do this? And what I would love people to know is that it just what you have in your heart is the love of Christ. And that is enough to cover, to do whatever you have in your heart to do. It could be your neighbor. It could be at the supermarket. You know, it does not take a lot. It's like a little flicker and then it turns into a flame. So, you know, where I am now, as far as with the body of believers, as far as talking about a corporate movement of a body of believers, is that those of us that call ourselves followers of Christ and Christians, that we begin to take it to where it's needed, into the schools, into the streets, into the communities, you know. And what I would love to see happen is that there will be a fire starting, an enlightenment, right, that can't be contained, because the times that we're in now, the stage is already being set. God is setting up the stage for the body of Christ to be able to move to, like, there, you know, there is a call. There's a war cry for us. And so what I would like to do is to start that war cry in South Jersey, you know, to begin to call out all of our, you know, the believers that been in hiding or feel like, you know, I'm insignificant, to come out and to spread the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this has been a great time. Thank you so much, all of you, for sharing a little bit about your experience and putting us on the ground with you, not just this summer, but throughout the years in the Jesus Week movement. And we really appreciate your time. And this wraps up our New Jersey missionary journey. And we just want to say there were a lot of churches this year that participated, not just this year, but the years past. And we just want to say to all of the churches that are listening, who are involved and still are involved with the Jesus Week New Jersey movement, to every pastor, every leader, every volunteer, every team across the state, we want to say thank you. You stepped up in schools, you went to the parks, you prayer walked, you went to the neighborhoods, you were out on the street corners, and you carried the gospel with boldness and unity throughout the Garden State. So New Jersey is not just a city or a region, it's a state with a growing countywide and zip code adoption strategy. So we just want to invite you listening, if you're not a part, you can be a part of this. If you live in New Jersey and listening today, there is an open door for you to get involved. This is your opportunity to launch a county team or adopt your own zip code and begin building holy teams where you're living. And if you're wondering how to get started, you can visit JesusWeekMovement.org, where you will find free tools, step-by-step guides, training materials to help bring saturation to transformation strategies into your neighborhood.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, we are really trying to see the great deep longings that Jesus expressed to be fulfilled, that there would be no sheep without a shepherd in our cities, and that we would be one, that the world might know the loving kindness of Jesus, and that the world might know that he was sent from the Father. So join us in this great movement, and we bless you in Jesus' name. God bless.